Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
San Francisco DA Brooke Jenkins is asking anyone who was delayed on the Golden Gate Bridge during Monday's protest to file a report saying you could be entitled to restitution for being victims of false imprisonment. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. Phil, this sounds like a unique way of approaching this case.
It is, and there's a lot about this case that we're seeing is unique and new in the Bay Area. Protests on bridges aren't new. Protests on the roadways aren't new. But this one took it up an extra notch, Eric, as you were reporting on Monday. Not only did the protesters shut down the Golden Gate Bridge, but they did it in a manner that tied it up for hours in using 50-gallon drums filled with concrete and rebar and chains. It took hours for the CHP to dismantle that. So that made it more than just a protest. What it did was basically say, in a protest, you can push people off to the side. You could clear the roadway in an emergency. This made it virtually impossible. So the ante has been upped, first by the CHP, who charged people now with conspiracy felony, saying that this was an organized protest, it was well thought out, it was planned, and that knocked it up to a felony rather than your usual cite and release misdemeanor. Now, as you say, Brooke Jenkins, the district attorney of San Francisco, is encouraging people who were affected by that to call up the Marin CHP division and file a detailed report for possible use and restitution if and when these cases come to trial.
So victims' rights, essentially. How much are, did she say, how much they're going to look to get? Or I guess it will depend if you're a businessman or just a regular person going, maybe you were more impacted.
I'm not sure. What the last time we had a restitution in one of these events, all of the protesters, there were about 78 of them, had to pony up a total of $4,000 to a victim, I believe in part because they had to wind up using an ambulance to get where they were going. I don't know how much money it's going to be. And that's between the judges and everybody else in legal. People say you're not going to get anything for this. You know, this is just a stunt. But it's a statement here in part, both by the CHP and by the district attorney, saying that, you know, these protests are getting larger and larger. And like I said, it's one thing if you block a road, but this one is shutting it down. If there had been an emergency, there would have been a real problem. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort. And they don't want to see it going on and on. In the past, oftentimes the protesters, they get cited, and at most they go to court, and they're given like 5 hours of community service or something like that. This time, like I said, they're upping the ante, and we're hearing calls for this from the governor's office on down. So I could say that we don't know where this goes because the court system is a winding process, and you make headlines today, and then tomorrow you cut a deal over here. But it is a statement being made that we haven't seen before, and you're right, Eric, it is unique.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.